We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Look at the Mishnah. Gonav Mishal Ove. We know that the order to compensate Sari Murray, you have to steal money and buy meat with it. Exactly what the Makar for that is, it's not so posh. The Yadimah says it's a Svara, but Akaponim, they have to steal. You have to steal. Now, what's the exact parameters of that halacha? So Gonav Mishal Ove, if you stole money from his father, and he ate the meat in his father's rishus, or he stole mishal acherim, he stole from other people, he ate in other people's rishus, or he stole mishal acherim, he's not become ben soirer until he steals from his father, and he eats somewhere else. And we'll see why. That's the only time, it's very limited. Ben Tzemer is only chai if he steals the money from his father, not from Acherim, and he eats it in someone else's rishos. Rav Yosi ben Yehuda Eimer, Ach Yigdav Mishal Avav Mishal Imay. No, he has stuff from the father, he has stuff from the mother also. He has different money from both of them, and eat it dafka in someone else's rishos. And we'll see in the Gemara what's pshat in this. Zok to Gemara. Gadam Mishal Avav, Va'ochal Mishal Avav, the reason why the boy is not become Ben Tzemer and Meir in this case is because Afigav the Shchiach Leh, even though this money is shchiach, so he might continue doing it because it's coming from his father's money, so it's always available. So they will continue doing it. But Lamaisa, since he's eating it in the rishus of his father, he's scared. He's scared his father might catch him. If he's always eating in his father's house, his father might catch him, therefore he can't continue this. If he steals from other people and eats in other people's rishus, his father won't catch him. But it's not so available for him. It's hard to steal from other people. You know, it's very hard to get into people's houses. His own house is there all the time. Because you have both chesroinus. First of all, it's not so available, so he won't continue with it. He's also scared because he's eating as far as rishos. So therefore, you only chayiv achi yignoy mishal aviv, which makes it available. Which is he's not so scared. The shchiach leiv loy bais. It's available and he's not scared, and that is the case where you're chayiv ben soirer meir, because such a thing could continue because it's available and he's not scared to get caught. And who's Yehuda Omer? Ach yigna mishal avav mishal imay. And the Yad Ramah says the makar that has to be mishal imay is because it says loshon bekol avav bekol imay. The loshon is that he says he's not listening to his father and his mother. So that's extra. Kurdish said, "Bekol ove ve'imoy." What's bekol ove? Bekol imoy. It's like a double lashon, and from that we see that that's his drasha at least. That you see that it has to be also he stole from the mother, not only from the father. The side of the Gemara doesn't have exactly this lashon of pasuk, so I want to look up the lashon of pasuk where it says bekol ove. It says, "Kiyev lish ben tzari meir einenu shemaya." Bekol aviv uvekol imay. Should have said bekol aviv imay. Was it called aviv called imay? Each one has a din. You have to not listen to either of them. It means he stole from both of them. Now the moral question is like this: how does an imay have money? Imay minolo. Where's the money? Where's the mother have money that doesn't belong to the father? Mashikon says you can't buy less. How's it possible to steal from the mother's money? Everything the mother has belongs to the father. I'm in suda. Hamuchenes love imay. He stole from a suda that was prepared for the father and the mother. Freit the Gemara, what do you mean? That there's not called Ben Sarimar if we steal food. If to buy basar cheap, you have to buy wine cheaply and drink it. So it can't be stolen, the food suda itself. There was money for a suda put aside for the father and the mother. And here, the mother does have it does belong to the mother because the father is mechuyev mezainus of the mother. So when once it's put aside money for the mezainus, for the food of the father and the mother, that's considered the mother's money. And he went and stole that money. So that's the case where you stole from the aviv and the imoy and you bought meat. That's where the case of Ben Sarimer according to Reisi Rabbi Yehuda. If boy is saying, "Medikti lo achar v'amalah," someone else gave her the money. V'amalah manas she'in lebay lechushus bem, and he gave it to her with a tnai that in the Bayach Shushbam, so then it works, that does not go automatically to the husband. Adkan, this Mishnah that qualifies the halacha, there has to be Gonav, Mishel Aviv, Va'ochal, Vashus Acherim. That's the case where you have zok to mishtavaita. Hoya aviv roitza v'ima ine roitza. It says in the pasuk that the father and mother bring him to the bezdin. It says v'safsu by aviv v'imoi v'itziu isoi el zikne iroi v'al shar mekaymoi. So the father and mother grab him and take him out to bezdin. So it means they're both willing. They're both are the same page. They're both bringing him to bezdin. Let's say only one of them want one parent or aviv roitza v'ima ine roitza or aviv ine roitza v'ima roitza. Einoi naase ben tzoremayr is not become ben tzoremayr. At yushteim roitzim, they both have to want. Rav Yehuda Eimer, im loyos ima ruuya la'aviv, if the mother was not ruuya for the father, we'll see what that means in the Gemara right away, momentarily. Einoi naase ben tzoremayr, then he does not become a ben tzoremayr if the mother is not ruuya for the father. What does that mean? Zok the Gemara. The first part is simple because as the pasuk says, it's also of ima he has to be both of them. But this Rav Yehuda's lach, what are you talking about? My inner uya, Ilay Machayev Kisuchayim is based in saying that if they're married with a marriage that's Chayev Kisuchayim Mrs. Bezdin, let's say he's married to his sister or something, the father, so there's no Ben Sarim Mer, why not? Soif Soif Avu Avu, and his father's his father, but Imay Imin, and his mother's his mother. Ella means a whole different thing. Beshavala Avakama means if the mother is not equal to the father, it does not become a ben tzoremayr. What does it mean the mother is equal to the father? Same voice, b'mara, the same look, uvekoyim, same height. Einoi nasa ben tzoremayr. It's something that's basically impossible, that the mother has to be exactly like the father in voice, in looks, and in height. My time, what's the reason? And it says that he's not listening to our voice. It doesn't say b'koyle seinu, which would sound like both our voices, but b'koyleinu sounds like one voice. So it's might as well have one voice. And the Gemara says even more, midekoyle b'inan shavin mara v'koyim anan b'inan shavin. Since you see you need the same koyle, you must also need mara v'koyim, which Mashar says, I don't know what you're talking about. Because we learn that you have to have the same voice, so who said you have to have the same mara and koyim? He says, "Yes, Liam is a hechi mashma minenu shemeya b'koyleinu mehechem baloymar medikol binun shava mara b'koyminami." He blives shikol shvay on this. So the Tosfos Yontif answers because you find such an idea about a shnei seirim by on Yom Kippur that there is learned out that shava mara b'koyma. So here also will be the same thing. But so shikol aro. But in any case, who holds after all exactly the same? So kaman ozlo hadatanya. Who is the next? Which tana is the next brisa like? The brisa says. Ben Soirer Umayra Lehoya was never happened. Leoslias, it never will happen. But Lomanichta, so why do we have a parasha Ben Soirer Umayra? The Roish of Makavaschar, to learn it and Makavaschar. So who's that like? Kaman Karab Yehuda, who says that it's very, very, very hard to be possible. So Kaman Karab Yehuda. Bayesema, or maybe this Braisa that says it never happened, never will happen, is like Rab Shimoni. Tanya Om Rab Shimon. Reminds me, we just said in our Mishnah that the father and mother have to bring him to Bezdin. Now, why would a father and mother bring a child to Bezdin to get killed? That's not a normal thing. Because this boy had a little steak with a half a lug yayin, does the father and mother bring him out to get killed? Ella. It never happened, never will happen. So we have a brayse that says that never happened, and we have two reasons why. Either like because Rabbi Yehuda, who says there has to be shavim b'koil mara v'koimu, which is almost impossible, or like Rabbi Shimon says, it's impossible that parents will bring his child to get killed because he did this type of offense, that he ate some meat and yayin. I'm Rabbi Yisun, and he received. I saw a ben tzoremayr mara v'shavta al-kivra, and I even sat on his kaver, which is a tumble, exactly what it means, a shavta al-kivra, and I'll sit on the kaver of someone. I in the Rekvega, that's also a Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Dali, and I'll sit on the kaver, but Al-Kapanim, he says, I saw it, v'shavta al-kivra, show what it means exactly, but Al-Kapanim, it's machlokes, if it's possible to have ben tzoremayr mara. Kaman Oslo, once you mention this thing, that lohoi v'loyos liyos, we'll bring down another example of that. Kaman oz the whole time looked on the bride said, "Ir hanadachas lehoyso lehitzil liyos." B'lo manichtava, why was it written? Drosh v'kavaschar. So who's that bride so like? Now, ir hanadachas is an entire city that goes and does avodah zara. The halacha is that even though usually someone does avodah zara gets skila, here they get tzayif, but they have a chumrah that the whole entire city, all the possessions get burnt. So it says in this brayse it never happened. So who is that like? Man Karab Eliezer, Tanya, Rav Eliezer Omer, Kol Ir Sheyesh Bo Afilu Mezuzah Achas, any city that even has one mezuzah, Eino Nasis Yeradachas, it's not becoming Yeradachas. My time, Amokar, the Pasuk says, that's Kol Shulalo, tick bites, all the possessions in the whole city, you gather, I'll take Rechava to the street, Vesirav to Beish, and you burn it. Pekim Dikim Mezuzah, Layef, since it's a mezuzah, you know how to do that. Tachsev, Lysasu Kel Shem Lekechem, you know how to burn a mezuzah. And Rashi says, who had din, not only mezuzah, who had din, if it's there's a chumash or a sefer of Nevi'im, it's there, that has the shame, Hashem in it, you can't burn it either. So basically, every city has to have at least one siddur, one chumash, one something, one mezuzah. And so obviously, it'll never happen. So that's never happens. It's going to cause this mandiyama holds that one mezuzah will be a problem. But you could argue on that and say, it means all the available possessions you burn, not the mezuzah. It still fits into the pasuk. But Rav Yenison says, Taka, I saw this city, this shaft altila, and I sat on its pile of ashes, of dirt. I sat by the city, and there was an ir nadachas. The mixon's guy happens to ask that there's a law here, they now burn the mezuzah. Why don't you say that it's a say de chalisasa? There's a say of ir nadachas burning it, and that should be de chalisasa. I and Shom for that discussion. Keman Oslo. Hadatanya. Who does the following brayse go like? The brayse says, Beis Hamanuga, a house that has a nega, loyhoyo, loyosalias. Never was, and never happened, never will happen. But Loma Nichtav, why was it written? The Roish Vikabaschar, just to Mikabaschar. Keman, who was alike, or less of Rav Shimon. It's not written in the Mishnah. Lezer Rav Shimon says that the only way to have a nega in a house is it's only if it's on the corner of a house, on the corner of the wall. Lezer Rav Shimon, lo ilum nabayis tomei ach yura kishtei grisim. Gris is a type of bean, and that's the size of a nega. Kishtei grisim al shtei avonim on two stones, shtei kisolim in two walls, but karen's office in the corner. Arkoi kishtei grisim, the length is like two grisim. Verachvoi and the width is kigris. Width is kigris. So That's the only way to have a nega. And it's very hard to have punk the nega that's one gris on this wall, one gris on that wall, and it's on two walls in the corner. So therefore, it's highly unlikely that it happened. Now, my time there of Shem, there of Lezer of Shem, once Shem, there of Shem, holds that this happens by a nega of a bias. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, all in the same pasuk, it says, V'ra'as a nega v'hine yenega b'kirois a bias, shekaruroys yarakreis v'dam d'mois, u'marein shofel men akir. So at one point it says kirois, at one point it says kir. So which one is it? Ksiv kir, ksiv kirois. Kir is lashon yachid, and kirois lashon rabim. Ezu kir shu kirois. That's the corner. Tanya unto the brayso. Who is Lezer Tzadik? So kids, that's what he holds. That's what he's in the corner. And a shear nega is a gris, and each one needs a shear because it says the nega was in two kirois. So each one has to have a shear. So therefore, it has to be at least this size in two walls. So therefore, it's highly unlikely it should happen. Therefore, lohayav leinera. What?
If I mark the crown of wall, it's a nace. Whatever.
Right, it's a nace, exactly.
So someone put it there.
Right, yeah. I'm saying that, I guess that much of a nace is even a bigger nace, so to be so exact, so that's the Mara says, yeah. So maybe the whole nace already makes it already unlikely, and then to have it exactly like this makes it even more unlikely. It could be such a thing as, like, you know, if it happened in today's day, they would say it's a chemical deposit in the stones. So, so to have exactly a chemical deposit in the stones in the corner, that's already pushing it. It's hard. You know, you get a stain in your roof. It doesn't always happen exactly the right place. Look, you know, in your ceiling. I have stains in my ceiling, water stains, you know, it's just like that, you know. Tanya Amar Lezer Tzadik, Malkum Hayah B'Tchum Azo. There was a place in the Tchum of Azo, you know, the Gaza envelope. So there was a Malkum Hayah B'Tchum Azo, they called it the Chorva of a Nega. There was a house there that was a Chorva that was demolished. And they called it the Chuvasa Sigiros, Giros Lashon Nega in Lashon Aramaic. So you see, he says there was a house that had a Nega. Amar Rav Shimon also says the same type of idea. Amar Rav Shimon, Ishkfar Akoi, Pamach Lachdi Legolil, one time went to Galil, Verisi Mokoim Shimon Sainoi, so I saw a place that they're marking it off, don't walk here. Amru, and they said, Avonim Menugois Pinusham. They put Avonim Menugois, Avonim from the house that had a Nega. The loch is that Metzora is Metama Ba'oil. And same thing, the stones are Metama Ba'oil, because it says in the Pasuk, Metzora Al Tinoha Kemes, Al Noha Tehi Kemes. You see, Metzora is like a mace, it's Tama Ba'oil. And therefore, they marked off those stones. You shouldn't go near there, you shouldn't become Tumas Oil. So you see, there was such a thing as Tumas Avonim, the Tumas Bias, or Nega and the Bias. But come on, they have that Machlaikas, Na'at Karagamara, that has three different things that there was a machlokes ever happened: the Ben Sarah Umayra, the Ir HaNadachas, and the Bayis Minoga.